You're listening to the Luddite Lounge, where we're serving up news, views, and how-tos for the digital world we've all come to depend on, whether we like it or not. Hey there! Glad you can join me today in the Luddite Lounge. I'm Elizabeth Crisfalusi, publisher of the Tech for Luddites blog and chief Luddite. This is episode 23 of The Lounge, and today's episode is an all things rando segment, where I'll be talking about a wide variety of topics with no specific theme or time limit. You can find show notes with related links at ludditelounge.com/episode23. Let's get started. First things first, happy Thanksgiving to the entire T4L community. I am most definitely thankful for your support. I hope all of you who celebrate the holiday have a wonderful day with your families. By the way, if you could use a refresher on turkey carving, I've added a video from the Culinary Institute for America in today's Three Tips Thursday post. The other two tips are about uploading photos to Google Drive and transmitting a TV antenna signal wirelessly to another room. You can find all T3 posts at techforluddites.com/T3. Next, a Twitter tip. You may already know that there's a feature on Twitter called Mute that prevents people's tweets from showing up in your home stream. Unfortunately, it doesn't stop them from showing up in a search stream if they've tweeted about what you're searching on. I always assumed this was the same situation for blocking users, but you know what they say about assuming. Anyway, I finally clued in that you can prevent users from appearing in a search by blocking them. Let's just say I wish I'd known about this during election season. Next, I've written before about how I think Roku and Amazon are in a perpetual contest for creating the most confusing naming system for their products. Well, it looks like Google's getting in the game in a big way. In the past year, they've rebranded their Chromecast name to Googlecast and then to Google Home, and now they've gone back to Chromecast again. Sigh. I guess we should have seen this coming when they changed the name of their actual company to Alphabet. Next, have you checked out VinePair yet? It's a website devoted to beer, wine, and spirits, and they have a regular feature of recommending things to drink while streaming videos. Visit vinepair.com and search for streaming to find all their pairing suggestions. Speaking of streaming, tomorrow, November 25th, Netflix launches its new limited episode reboot of Gilmore Girls to the delight of Stars Hollow fans everywhere. I've posted the trailer in the show notes, and it looks like they brought back pretty much everybody from the original series. Can't wait! Also, I'm pretty sure the most appropriate thing to drink while streaming the show is coffee! And if you're more interested in shopping tomorrow than streaming, check out the Tech for Luddites online shopping guide for links to posts with product reviews and money-saving tips. You can find the guide at techforluddites.com/shopping. And that's it for this episode of the Luddite Lounge. Again, you can find the show notes and leave comments at ludditelounge.com/episode23. If you're enjoying the show, please consider going to iTunes and leaving a star rating or a review, or sharing a link to theludditelounge.com on social media. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Theme music for the Luddite Lounge is by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.